First of all, what would you say to others who get turned down for their course?
There's always another road, a similar road as well, not just a completely separate road. You can always go down a separate path, which always ends up at the same end. Like with me, I wanted to go straight into primary teaching, didn't get into that, and then went through clearing to go into this course, social pedagogy. And after this, I can do a postgraduate certificate of education and go into primary teaching that way.
How important do you feel it is in your position just to go to university, even if it's something that wasn't immediately what you wanted?
Well, I felt that they're missing out on a university experience when all of my friends have gone. That's the most important part for me. And then the job I could get at the end is completely different to the job I would have been able to get if I didn't go to university. There's so many other doors that open up as soon as you get any university degree. There are so many doors that open for you. But mainly for me, it was the experience that led me to wanting to get into university.
You say that it's important to go into the process with an open mind. Could you tell us a bit more about that, please?
So with the open mind idea, I went into this course thinking I can learn this course completely and use what I got from this course in my postgraduate, add a little bit of extra to a primary teacher, but that can also work with any other subject. If you go in through a different way, you can use the additional knowledge that you get from those other areas, and you can add that into your end goal. So go in with an open mind. Don't lock anything down. Don't push anything out the window, because everything can work out well.
Could you tell us a bit about the importance of work experience? And also, do you think you've been able to get this work experience as easily if you weren't affiliated with the university?
I believe so. I believe I'd be able to get into the job I'm in now. It would have been slightly harder, I'm sure. But with the experience of working and putting it into practice, all the stuff that you've done in your course, you can solidify the knowledge you've learned. Whereas if you don't do the work experience with it, then it's almost like it's just in your brain. There's no like real experience, no real things that go with it, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. American football. How did you discover that you wanted to do that, and how did it flourish at university?
So I started my passion for American football started when I was about 14 or 15. I went to see my family in America and saw it on the TV, and I was like, okay, I want to play that. But obviously, I came back here and I thought there would be no teams here, it wouldn't exist. But then I looked it up, there's a lot of teams, there's a lot of different American sports that go on, let alone American football. I was very surprised. So I started playing that until I hit a roadblock. I think it was the year 12, I think. It's quite an expensive sport to play when you're not at university. It's quite expensive. You have to buy the kit, and do insurance and stuff. But then I got into university. Luckily, my university didn't have my position filled up, so I could just go straight in and play the position I wanted to play. And and then it all flourished, and I'm now the president of the team. It's all going really well.
And how lucky would you say you are to be in the position that you're in?
Oh, very lucky. It does come with work. I've put a lot of work in, but I feel like there is a lot of things that wouldn't have happened had I not been this lucky. Like not having my position filled. I could just go straight in with all the people who have more experience in the university. I could just go straight in with it and grinding.
Excellent, excellent. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention or talk about?
For any potential American football players out there, don't give up. The adversity is what makes you what makes you the best player. Getting through all the hardships and coming out as strong as you can. Same for any athlete, really. But for American football players, I know it's difficult here, especially where there's not much support, not much money that goes into it. But it's all about how you can pull through at the end of the day and be the best that you can be. And there is always an end goal. Like, there's always the NFL Academy. You can go abroad. There's a lot of things you can do to get where you want to be.
Excellent. And do you have a message for anyone who's disappointed with their A-level results and is panicking?
Try to settle the panic. Try to make sure that there is always another path, even if the one you didn't extremely want to get into has closed. There's always a side path that you can go in that could take a little bit longer, but you'll end up in the same place. There's always a way around it. So don't panic. Take a step back, realize how far you've come, and realize how far you can go. And there is always another way.